Okay, call a meeting to order of the Commerce Gaming Land Committee of the Hill City Nation, September 25th. The time is 5:01. Could we have a roll call?
Speaker Pratt?
That's you.
Congressman Shaw? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Hamilton? Congressman Supernov?
Here. Declare we have a quorum. First item of business is a prayer. Alice Buffalohead, could you give us an afternoon prayer, please?
Thank you. Yes, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, your Heavenly Father, help this committee with all the work that they have before them. We ask for guidance from you this week as we start to wind down this session. We ask that you be with the OCH people wherever they may be. All these things we pray in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Alice. Next item is the consideration of minutes of September the 22nd. Ron Shaw's going to be here for a session. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
My amendments are approved. Next item of business is four bills here sponsored by Congresswoman Edwards to you. First one is consideration of NCR 1742 resolution direct Osage Nation Energy Services LLC to pay to the Osage Nation a dividend pursuant to the Articles of Operation. Congresswoman Edwards.
These are the three bills, 5, 7, and 8 are the same bill. They're directing the entities, the LLCs that we have of the nation, to follow the Articles of Operation and pay a dividend. At this point, I haven't seen a document that would indicate whether they have any net revenue. As of their 3 year or five year anniversary date. But I think and know that with Osage LLC, that date has passed. And there was no indication from that entity that they either weren't going to pay it because they didn't have profit or that they had forgotten or what. And I don't think this Congress has yet pointed out to them that that's the law. So this was just a resolution saying, hey, you're supposed to pay a net dividend or a net distribution to the nation 5 years after you started operating pursuant to the Articles of Operation. So the articles are up. 5 years is up for Osage LLC, Osage Energy Services. I believe the date in the resolution says January. And Tall Grass, Economic Development is 3 years, I guess, into it. But I think we ought to think about whether we want to change that from 5 to 3 for them, because they succeeded in just about all respects to the interests of Osage LLC. So that's why I took a poll and asked the members if they knew that that was what's supposed to happen, and many of them did not. So it's an expression of, hey, you're supposed to give a distribution to the nation. That's the reason we formed you. And B, let us know. Can you pay it? Or can you not? I mean, it's very clear. It says 30% of your net revenue, your net profit. So I don't know why. Why hasn't Osage LLC done that? Somebody can answer that.
Well, my answer would be that I don't think they've ever had a profitable quarter in all the time they've been in business. So it wouldn't be a return of net profit. It would be a return of assets, which seemed to me like it'd be implied if you don't make any money, you can't make a dividend based on net profit. And that would be true of all these entities.
Then to me, that they need to make a report, a formal report to the nation that says, we're not making a profit, we can't pay a distribution or a dividend.
Maria?
So is that request in this resolution, or do you have a report requested in this resolution? Or if they miss the mark and they don't have a net revenue to return?
Sure, I'd be happy to put some additional language in that resolution that, in the event that they cannot make that distribution, they need to report to the Congress with some sort of balance sheet or a report as to why they cannot make the dividend.
Would that be better set, may I? Would that be better set in a law than a resolution?
It's already set in the law.
That they have to report why or not?
No, it's not set in there.
Okay.
Well, no, but not that I know of. It just says,
if I can continue on, that law I think is in this committee for amendment. That hasn't passed out yet, has it, Chairman?
What's that?
Your amendment to the Limited Liability Act, is that, did you amend the Limited Liability Act, or were you amending a resolution?
I was amending the Articles of Operation.
Oh, okay.
For one entity. Just test it out and see if it's going to fly.
Well, I'm willing to do that, but I just want to make it clear that it's time. And this Congress is not just sitting back and saying, you're not profitable, therefore don't worry about it. Don't worry about following the law. I mean, I think that we need to have a report that's a public document that says we can't make that distribution because this is our net profit. So,
you have a comment?
Well, I'm just going to say.
Did you record it? Okay.
Yeah, I have to be here. Yes, Deb, ask the question.
Rob, have a comment?
Yes. Well, I remember the definition of net profit also had to also allow the business entity to retain revenue, common buzzword now, retain revenue, just like the Gaming Enterprise Board or the Gaming Enterprise does, to meet future business developments and contingencies. But nonetheless, even though we could debate about how much needs to be retained, it seems reasonable to request a report. And, you know, with some plan about when they, if not this year, when do they expect that? Now, I do know that Tallgrass in the spring presented a PowerPoint that had to do with their financial status, including a planned trajectory in their net revenue that would, that predicted a net profit in this coming fiscal year. But that really wasn't in the form of a report that addressed a required dividend. I say required, it really depends only if they've got net profit. But I don't see anything wrong with requesting a report instead of just no one talks about it because we know they don't have any money and we just kind of don't say anything and we kind of wait, but we don't really have any kind of document every year that states so. So whether that's really going to mean we're going to get an earlier distribution, I don't really think so. It just sort of formalizes the fact that we don't get a distribution for now. So now Osage LLC, you know, in the past, I know it was the intent of the Congress, I can't say that the intents don't change, they're not binding, that Osage LLC wind up to dissolve at some point, and perhaps a receiver or someone to be able to handle that could complete winding it up and even finishing any further civil lawsuits that may be pending. So expecting one that's transferred assets, some of its assets and business operations to pay a dividend, that seems unreasonable, but you know, intents have changed. It may be that the board of the Osage LLC, certain board members have a change in plan to operate Osage LLC in a different direction. So there's a lot of unknowns about transfer of assets and retained capital, but I don't think it's unreasonable to ask for a statement saying you can or you will or you can't, and hopefully in the same document, when do you project that you can? We never got that, really. We just kind of get a finance report on a PowerPoint and slides, and you know, we see that there's no net profit, so we kind of go on, but I'd like to have something a little more formal. I think we deserve that.
And I agree with that line of thought about a formal report, and with you and Congresswoman Edwards, my point is I don't believe this resolution is the vehicle for that. It's a suggestion. We would like this. I think that the change actually needs to come in their articles of organization or operation, probably operation, or in the LLC Act where it speaks about the distribution of net profit, that if one is not made, then we need a formal report stating the factors, why, when, where, and how are you going to get us a distribution. But I think it should be a point in statute or their articles. I don't think this vehicle is the proper vehicle to put that in. So I agree that it needs to be there. But I think that this, what we have before us is just a congressional statement saying, where's the distribution? But that's all it is. It's just asking a question or putting them on notice. We need a distribution. To, like Congressman Supernaw said, it's impossible to get one if there's not one. So I think that what you're talking about and Congressman Edwards is talking about is necessary, an official report from them stating why we haven't received one. So I'm in agreement with that, but I think that needs to be somewhere else and not in these resolutions, personally.
Do you want to go on with this without her here?
Sure. All
right. She's presented.
Okay. Who? Somebody wants to say something? John?
Yeah, you know, most LLCs have you know, federal and state regulations about them now. Tribal LLCs, I guess it's a little different tax purposes, because most LLCs, when you form, you have to have a tax ID number. But since we are tax free, I guess, I don't know if our LLCs are taxable. But my point is, what we're talking about here, most LLCs have that in their plan of operation, that they have to be answerable to somebody about their finances.
Well, it seems like we either have to decide whether this is the vehicle and amend it, or send these out, do not pass, and come back with another approach.
Chair.
But Ron?
I guess the only thing I would add, and I take my colleague's point, Congresswoman Whitehorn, you know, virtually all of the enterprise boards have approached us within the last 12 to 18 months about additional capital infusions for this or that. Maybe not the enterprise board, although we did recently modify or amend their budget to place their operations and their administrative assistant funding back under the nation and using tribal funding. I think there's no escaping the fact that for them, and I can't speak as though I'm reading their mind, but I don't see how you could come to the Congress and ask for money and not have any answer regarding the distribution henceforth, even with just a resolution. It's like, okay, we want, you know, $1,300,000 for projects. All right, what about the dividend? You know, we need to have that as the first statement before your support documentation. So the resolution, not having enough teeth is law, we all know that. Resolutions, what do we say, is a suggestion? Probably a little more formal than that, but not binding. Not a violation of law if you choose to ignore it. But I do think we have other influences this Congress has over the Enterprise Board with regard to future appropriation bills if we don't get the information or some sort of formal response to this resolution that I think will still have the same force and effect as though we're in law.
Osage Nation Energy Services LLC to issue a dividend to the nation pursuant to section 15.3 of its articles of operation equal to 20% of net income for fiscal year 18. I guess we could amend the language in there to say for an explanation or a report explaining.
Well, the sponsor, Edwards, I just want to ask you, what is the true intent of these resolutions? Well, we know they haven't made a profit. You can't really ask them to pay a dividend based on net profit. So if the intent is just to draw attention to the fact that they haven't made money, is this the way to do it?
How do I know they haven't made a profit?
Well, I know they haven't through their reports to us.
I actually have looked for some simple reports that come from the LLCs that would indicate to me that I could see pretty easily whether they were or weren't making a profit, and I don't have them. Now, if they show up at a meeting and say that,
or do you want to amend this?
I'm listening to her amendment, and I think that I'm happy to have that amendment. Because I think that we do need official reports. In my 11 years, we've always left it up to the chair of commerce to figure out how that reporting comes over to the Congress. And so we've all done it differently, in my opinion. I did it differently when I was chair. So it's time, to my way of thinking, that we get some sort of specific kind of report that lets us know at a glance here's what's happening. But I think I heard what you said, and I agree with you, that I don't want to be unknowingly pumping more money into a LLC that's been in existence for a period of time and has not produced a profit.
Yes.
A lot of criticism for that, and probably well-founded.
When the land closes, the
Cuggy, where would I find the last one? Is there a compiled report that we have that comes out that shows what each individual LLC has done the last several quarters?
Not consolidated. They all have their own monthly reporting.
Do you want this report to stay?
I guess I would look at the law and see what the law says.
Which volume is it? Enterprise? Is that the first one?
Reason for no net profit?
Yeah, they've got it grouped. That was out of my trunk. Got it in my trunk, and something busted back there, so.
That's probably viral damage.
There's no communicable disease risk, I don't think.
The LLC Act.
Would that be under corporations, partnerships, and associations?
Let's see. We wouldn't have a chance to override without extending.
She didn't sign it.
They're probably going to get vetoed.
Why don't you just leave them in committee, Shannon, until the spring?
Well, because I'm trying to give notice to at least two of them that the time is coming. I agree that we need to amend the LLC Act to make that more clear. But for now, being to me, we have a request for $1 million or more, don't we? By one of the LLCs that has a dividend or distribution due to the nation in January.
Okay. I have a proposed amendment.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I have a proposed amendment.
Okay. What's your amendment?
I don't have my page in line. Is that page 1, line 35? Page 1, line 35. After 2018, strike the period and insert. Insert comma or a complete official report distributed to the executive branch and legislative branch stating the reason net income is not earned, the corrective action the board has directive and the anticipated date, net income will be distributed to the nation.
Okay, now this, did you get that, Dan?
No.
I've got it written down.
Now, this is amendment to 1742, right?
Yes, it's amendment to 1742, which I'll probably insert in the other ones that we're considering.
I'll second.
Discussion?
So it's due annually after this year, right? Maybe you should say, should you say initial distribution? I mean, that was my point.
You want to amend that?
I don't know. The initial and all subsequent distributions? I mean, how many years has Osage LLC missed now?
How long have they been in this?
How long have, yeah. So they've reformed in seven?
This resolution is specific to fiscal year 2018. That's the way you wrote it.
Okay.
So this would be specific to this statement of the 2018 distribution is the way I'm reading it.
That's fine.
John?
Oh, put time limit on your amendment.
Well, like Congressman Edwards and I just discussed, this resolution is specific to the fiscal year 2018. So if we're amending a resolution asking for them to send us a distribution,
that's fine.
Then this statement's going to be specific to FY18 also, and then I think we need to change it in the law somewhere in statute.
How about at the end where you say when the dividend is expected within fiscal year 2018? Are they all on the, are their books? All their books aren't prepared by this for you. That's right, within the fiscal year.
I think that this is, I don't think that we need to narrow it anymore. Do you want me to read it to you again? After 2018 strike period and insert comma or a complete official report distributed to the executive branch and the legislative branch stating the reason net income is not earned, the corrective action the board has directed, and the anticipated date net income will be distributed to the nation.
Anticipated date within FY8, because aren't you saying that was your point? Is this just for this year?
I don't think I need to, that's all in this, that's already in that sentence.
Okay.
This is a comma, carry on the rest of the sentence. So okay. It's specific to 2018.
Yeah, and so I would suggest that that be placed up in 1739 and 1741
also.
As well. Contingent on number six.
Is that seconded?
Somebody, yeah.
Well, I think long time.
Sorry,
because
I have to keep jumping.
Yes.
I think he seconded, so yeah, it's been seconded. It just needs a vote.
All right, any other discussion?
I know, I'm about 15 seconds behind. I'm catching up.
Do you have a discussion pertinent to this?
Good.
Are we ready to vote?
Yes.
All right, all in favor of the motion? Say
yes.
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 All right. Carried. Now, next bill is ONCR 1736.
Okay.
Angela?
I move to report ONCR 1742 to Congress with a new House recommendation.
Okay.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to pass ONCR 1742 to the Congress of the, as amended with a due pass recommendation. All in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, next bill, ONCR 1736.
Can we?
Turn it over to
Chairman?
Yeah, Chairman.
I think that this, the 1739 and 1741 are the same resolution to each one of those LLCs. Can we go ahead and dispose of those two and then cover ONCR 1736 last?
Are the lines the same?
No, I'm going to,
oh, okay.
I'm going to go in there.
All right, so we'll suspend the agenda and go to without objection to 1739 first?
Yeah, let's go to 1739. I'm going to look at the lines there and read the resolution.
All right, discussion on 1739. Congresswoman Evans, that's your bill. They're all your bills.
I know, it's all me today. It's all about me, Cuggy. Okay, so this one is just amends the original payment from 5 years to 3 years.
And we're talking about 1739 right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the question? Same amendment, please, and...
I'd like to point out that on this resolution you've written, you stated the articles of operation equal to 20% of net income for fiscal year 2017. Did you intend this to be a reporting on 17 and for Osage LLC, or did you want it to be 18? Because the other one fixed was 18.
Well, I guess these were due in 17.
Okay, so 17's a year.
So let's strike it for 17 and 18 then. For this one.
Correct.
Let's insert and 18.
Okay. Clerk, do you mind if I ask the clerk a question, Chairman?
Go ahead.
Ms. Merle? So I want to reassert this motion into this bill also. If I give you the page and line number, for this bill, can you just use that same text of that? And I think there's going to be one or two extra words at the beginning of this one.
May I go make a copy of this?
Please go make a copy, yeah.
And then that way we can just have one.
Sure. Yeah, make two copies because I'm going to reassert it in two more resolutions. So while our clerk is making copies, I'm going to say that what I'm going to do here to this, due to this resolution, is strike that period and add the word and 18, comma, and then the rest of that motion that we asserted into the previous resolution. Let me look at one and see if it's the same way. So, Congresswoman Edwards, on the tall grass one, have they been in operation for 5 years?
No, that's why ONCA 1736 is important.
Well, I don't know if I support that. Maybe we should talk about it next.
Why don't we get 1739 done, and then we can go back to 36 and 41 and go together.
Okay.
Are you through, girls?
Oh, no. That's why I said I'm jumping back and forth. But they have to have me in order to make a quorum, so. It's Otto's. Because Otto's not here.
Oh, yeah, he's up power.
If you'll hand me one of those, I'll make. I have amendment to ONCA 1739.
ONCR.
ONCR 1739 at page 1, line 36. No, after 2017. After 2017, insert and 2018, comma.
3501 South,
okay. So my amendment is page one, line 36, after 2017, insert and 18, comma, or complete official report distributed to the executive branch and legislative branch stating the reason net income is not earned, the corrective action the board has directed, and the anticipated date net income will be distributed to the nation.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Do I need to repeat the motion or any discussion?
Sure, let's have it repeated.
Okay.
Page one, line 36, after 2017, insert and 18, comma, or a complete official report to the executive branch and legislative branch stating the reason net income is not earned, the corrective action the board has directed, and the anticipated date net income will be distributed to the nation.
Okay, any further discussion? The motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carried. Have any movement on this bill?
Move to report Evanser 1739. Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
As amended. Okay. All in favor say yes?
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carried. So, next bill.
Chairman?
Yes.
I think that Congressman Edwards made a good point to cover ONCR 1736 before we do 1741, because I think some dates would have to change before it make the resolution be valid. Is that correct, Congresswoman?
That's correct.
Okay.
No, it won't cause any change now in 1739. That we just...
No.
Just okay. Specifics to LLC's
progress. Been in place for over 5 years.
Okay. Okay, for those of you that are trying to keep track of this, we're going back to number six, ONCR 1736.
So this, again, I believe I said that when this Congress was asked to establish a new LLC, Tallgrass Economic Development LLC, the reason we were asked, if anyone remembers, and you can contradict me, but I don't think you can, was that was that the name Osage LLC had become so toxic that no one wanted to do business, and that they were going to be hampered by having that name, Osage LLC. So a proposal was made to change to start a new LLC called Osage Tallgrass Economic Development LLC to transfer the assets from Osage LLC to Tallgrass Economic Development LLC and to, in essence, carry on the business of Osage LLC under a new board and perhaps with some different initiatives. Now, to me, when that happened, there could have been a number of ways to do that. One of which might have been just a name change. Another of which might have been to change out the board. But I was on the losing end of that, and we transferred assets and started a new economic development entity called, or a new LLC. I don't know that economic development is exactly the right term for what they're doing, but anyway. That's what we did. So at the time, I think we should have examined and said, wait a minute, these entities have already been in business for a period of time.
I don't know that we need to extend another 5 years out in order to get a distribution to the nation. I mean, this nation needs for its investment to get some revenue back. And we know, based on the fact we keep going to the trough to find more money, that we need these entities to operate. And if we can't get that, if that's not working out, then we need to come up with another plan. So that's why I propose that we change this from 5 to 3. This wasn't a new entity starting up from scratch. It was a continuation, as I understood it, assets transferring, blah, blah, blah. Osage LLC, in fact, was supposed to go away, as I understood it. We were just keeping Osage LLC alive for the purposes of winding up, and then we were keeping it alive for the purposes of getting our 8A certification transferred. Now we find out the 8A certification has not only not been transferred, what I heard in an LLC meeting the other day was, well, we haven't even sent it up to the powers that be in Washington to request the transfer. So that's been over 2 years. It's not our responsibility as Congress to make sure that the executive branch enterprise boards do what they're supposed to do, but I think we need to send a message from the Congress that, hey, the law is what the law is, and we need these entities to start doing what they're supposed to be doing. So the question is, do you want to give another hall pass to Tallgrass Economic Development for another 2 years, or do you want to start talking to them about either give us the distribution or give us a report as to why we don't have the distribution?
Councilwoman Whitehorn?
Well, key words you said is in talking to me, because I've been looking at this with this committee, what's going on with C's, and it's LC's, and it's chaotic, to say the least, right now. So you did say, unless we're going to do something different, my hope is that we're going to do something different. And I think we have means to legislatively take care of some issues that we are experiencing with having three enterprise LLCs. And so I'm a proponent, and I know that it hasn't been brought to the table yet, of doing something legislatively to fix this problem. And I think there's going to be some discussion on that today. But this is broke, and it needs to be fixed. I don't think that just these directives are going to fix the deeper problems that we have right now. I think that it's going to take more work than this. But I don't know right now that I'm for. Before we can find the fix, I don't know if this resolute changing 3 to 5 years is the right thing to do at this point. It's not off the table for me, but I just know of other things that need to happen instead of just settling into what they're doing. We need to take action. So that's where I am on this. I just don't know if changing those dates is the right thing to do at this point.
I agree with everything you said, except the transfer documents have been forwarded to the proper people. They're just stalled right now. But I follow your thinking in that Tallgrass is not a new business. It's actually a continuation of efforts that's been in place for 5 years. So it's reasonable to say that you could reduce that time. However, that's all I'm going to say about it.
Well, the trouble I have, and you all know this, with he said, she said, they said, is frankly, I listened to the LLC meeting the other day, the Tallgrass LLC meeting, and they said that the document, that the request had not been transferred.
Well, it hadn't been transferred.
It hadn't been transferred.
No, the request.
That's already been sent along.
I listened to the meeting, and that's what was said. So that's why I say I'm always in favor of a report or something in writing that indicates, like the amendment that you've made, that if we're not going to get the distribution, give us a report that tells us why and tells us where you are and where we, when we might expect it. I am in favor of doing something different. The Constitution says there shall be an enterprise board with a open parentheses S, closed parentheses in it. So, as far as, and those boards are all in the executive branch of our government. So, the models that have been presented so far have been to have a gaming board and then have a series of LLC boards that operate distinct areas of business for the nation. 2 years ago, approximately now, it was in August, I believe, of 2015, when an effort was made to try to consolidate into an enterprise board, one board that would then oversee all aspects of the businesses of the nation. And I think we all spent a lot of time talking about it and giving our opinions about it and waiting for then lawyers hired by somebody to present us a draft. We did. We were asked to participate, but we did not hire those attorneys. And we were supposed to get a draft of the result of all that input. And I spent a lot of time giving input. And frankly, my car was hot that day. But point being, we did it all, got it all there, and then we never saw anything but the bill. I saw the bill. I never saw the documents that were supposed to come out. So it's time now to, in my opinion, do something. Mm-hmm. And so my something was to start out and say, hey, what is it? Where are you? And if you can't make a dividend to this nation, why? So if there's something more that we're going to do, that's fine. But this was my effort to get past sitting around and talking.
Did you want to say something on it? Oh, Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Well, I agree with that. And I think that where we, my recollection is that where we veered from that was there were several people who weren't sure that they could get on board with that super board, not including the gaming board. And there were a few of us that thought, no, it's just one board. But the discussions that I've had with a couple of members of Congress are now that, okay, well, maybe the gaming board and the gaming commission board could be separate, but everything else could be combined. And I think that that's where we hit the brick wall last year. And there was a significant, and the super board, it hasn't been discussed just in the past year. It's been discussed since 2010. I mean, we've been talking about this since 2010. And I think that the nation's elected officials have a hard time keeping up with the boards and the amount of meetings and what's going on and who's appointed, who's dropped off, who's been. So I can't even imagine that the Osage people that wanted to go to a board meeting, because they're open to the public, would have the first idea about where to go and how to start that process of learning. There's a lot of hoops there. So there's a few things going on this session where I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're still talking about a super board. And an executive is still keeping those conversations going too, because I've had a few discussions with Chief about that just within the last 3 weeks. But yet, we're still talking about it. And I'm sick of talking about it. Either we're going to do it or we're not, or let's quit talking about it. I really think that the super board is something that we need to do.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
And I agree. We've been talking about this a long time, and it's going to take legislative action to get to this point. But most importantly to me, it's going to take some agreement between this branch of government and the executive of the direction to head for the benefit of the nation in the realms of our enterprises. And so I don't believe that legislation can be formed up before the end of this session and happen. But I think that very soon that we're going to look at all the moving parts. I've spoke with our legislative counsel. He believes we have everything we need to be able to get this drafted. But it's going to take some conversations, because this is complicated. It's a complicated thing, because we already have businesses with contracts moving forward, and we need to do it in a way that it does not disrupt that, the operations and moving forward in what they're doing, that there's no disruption. It's a governmental legislative change. Mm-hmm. And so I support it, and I think we need to execute it.
Assistant Chief.
Thank you.
Red Car.
I've expressed what I'm about to express to more than a few members of Congress, but I think we're making a mistake when we have these conversations, and I'm going to echo what Congresswoman Whitehorn just said. I think we're making a mistake if we think of this primarily in terms of us being the Congress and the executive and thinking about super boards, because it's a highly regulated industry, 8A is, and I have advocated to Chief Standing Bear, and I will advocate to this committee, that the viewpoint we should look at this from is that of the SBA and our customers. How are they going to interpret these changes? We just got through having a discussion, you did, about what happened with Osage LLC and how it was set up to transfer assets to Tallgrass, how that's going, what process we're in. That's taken years. What happens if we change it again now? I'm not arguing for change or against change. What I'm arguing for is that we make this with an absolutely full understanding of the impact in the eyes of the SBA and the impact on the contracting officers at Fort Sill and other places that actually make the decisions on who to award these contracts to. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. All those discussions are important, but they don't pertain directly to these resolutions, which don't affect outside people. This is all internal. So what should we do with this? 1736. Congresswoman Edwards.
As I indicated, my intent in filing these resolutions on behalf of the Congress was so that the Congress could get a clear report back as a Congress with that addition as to what's going on in terms of a possible dividend to the nation. It will help for planning purposes. You know, when you talk about projected revenue, we should be able to get a report every year from these individual entities or one entity that says this is how much our projected net distribution is going to be to you for the year. We haven't been able to do that yet because we hear or we see something that indicates that they aren't profitable. But to my way of thinking, if they aren't profitable, we need to know that as a body through a report. And we need to make decisions about whether we're going to continue, as a body, based on that information, going to continue
to input infusions of capital into those entities. So my goal is simply to get some sort of written document in the Congress that indicates we can or we can't. And the question then becomes, do you want to hear that from Tallgrass this year, or do you want to wait a couple more years to hear for that from Tallgrass? So I would like, the sooner the better for me.
Anybody got any comments? Do you have a resolution, Maria, to that effect, or?
I don't believe that, let me review it, but I don't believe I have any amendments I want to make to ONCR 1736, if that indeed is what we're discussing.
Do you have any movement on it? As it is, is anybody?
Table.
Hmm?
Are we going to try to move it? More discussion, table it.
What is it, more discussion or table it? We got to do something.
That's my question.
I'm trying to keep making motions, but I'll think it. Congressman Shaw.
Make a motion to postpone ONCR 1736 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to postpone 1736. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say yes.
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 All right. Okay, 1736 is tabled. Now, then we go to ONCR 1741. It's the one similar to the two that we've already amended, right? Right, Maria?
Right, but this resolution, Tallgrass is not inside the lawful allotted years to produce net income. So until it achieves that date, I think a resolution is contrary to what the Limited Liability Act says for this LLC in particular. So I don't think, since we tabled ONCR 1736, I believe that ONCR 1741 should follow because the dates are wrong.
All right, do you like to make a motion to that effect?
Move to table ONCR 1741 to the call of the chair.
Second. Motion made and seconded to table 1741. Call the chair. We're going to die a natural death. All Thursday, yes.
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 Oh, did you get it?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. The motion was to postpone to the call of the chair ONCR 1741, and it carried. It was.
I made the motion.
And Dr. Shaw
second. And it was 4-0.
Yeah. Unanimous. Okay. Next item is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say yes.
So yes.
Adjourned.